You're listening to a podcast by the United Nations Research Institute for Social Development.
The first paper is by Professor Anup Dash on the epistemological foundations for social and solidarity economy. As you know from his abstract, he basically makes the argument that that the epistemological foundations for social and solidarity economy are not to be found in orthodox economic thinking, and presumably he will elaborate what the alternative will be. So without further ado, Professor Dash, you have 15 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jomo and friends. In many ways, the opening session in the morning already laid the foundation and the framework for our discussion to continue ahead. But I would like, while I build on the discussions that we had in the morning, to take a little different turn to speak about some of the challenges in really promoting social and solidarity economy. Friends, we know these multiple crises that we have globally, the mega challenges of this century, the green challenge, the inclusion challenge, the well-being challenge, the moral challenge, and the governance challenge. I don't think that I need to explain these challenges any further. But when we discuss about these challenges, I would like to examine a little bit about the economics that we have ruling our lives and the problems that we have been facing from this crisis-ridden economics. We are all familiar about these problems of poverty, loss of livelihoods, insecurity, exclusion, war, disease, terror, violence, crime, global warming, nuclear waste, in a word, the plunder of the earth, land, water, forests, minerals, etc. Now, resources are valued as and converted into money and not valued as life-supporting systems. Now, as a result, we have today the increasing global footprint. And we already discussed briefly in the morning about the recent financial crisis, the nature of the financial capitalism, and which is divorced from real economy. All that I conclude and summarize to say that the present economics is economics of greed, and there is a terrible tension between market and morality. We could also call it economics of bad neighbor. The deeper issues, my argument, are epistemological. They are rooted in the fundamental assumptions and the science of neoclassical economics. Friends, I see it as a way of a zero-sum equation between the economy and the society. Economic expansion is equal to social recession. We have the three E's collapsing today: environment, ethics, and economy, which in turn give serious challenges for the three D's: democracy, diversity, and development. We are all familiar with the state and the market failure theories. The answer to these problems are to be found in what I call as the three C's: community, cooperation, and collective civic action. The contemporary zeitgeist, the spirit of our time, abundantly reflects this through the Rio Plus 20 slogans from the World Social Forum, Occupy Wall Street, and so on. In a word, we are looking for an alternative globalization, which is a globalization of localism. Now, the argument that I make is that the deeper roots are to be found in the science of orthodox economics. The orthodox neoclassical economics is the home of this crisis-ridden economic system. Now, economics itself as a science today is in crisis, and we saw that the debates following the recent financial crisis, or even before that, within economics also, there is a soul searching. Many today call it as a failed science. It has tremendous performative power. Through its ontological assumptions, it creates the reality that we have today. Another problem with this is the epistemological recycling within the neoclassical economics, and this happens through the tightly structured curriculums and textbooks, which do not encourage pluralist thinking. In a way, there is a tyranny of orthodox economics. Now, the intellectual failings of orthodox economics are mostly to be found in weak ontological foundations. I single out three major points. One is positivism, which so powerfully has shaped the science of neoclassical economics, and the methodological individualism. And the third is the ontological assumptions of the homo economicus. I will probably, in some of the slides ahead, discuss a little more about these things. Now, there is the assumption of a narrow economism in the whole concept of economic man, the homo economicus, with its rational choice theory and methodological individualism. There is another problem with the mathematical modeling, which is increasingly being contested by different heterodox traditions, and this also creates a problem, cognitive problem for us to think the realities, the social realities in which economic behavior takes place. And there is also a preference of assumptions, common sense assumptions, over real scientific validated worldviews. Now, when I argue this, there is a search for a new economy, and the idea is that a new economy has to be accompanied by a new science of economics or new economic thinking at an epistemological and ontological level. And in this context, you know, we have been, you know, struggling to really clearly conceptually define social economy, solidarity economy, and social and solidarity economy. I try to capture some of the debates very quickly. Social economy generally is intended or intends to bring capital under the democratic control of society. Values inclusion, participation, ownership, and self-management. It seeks to subordinate profit to human and environmental well-being. It seeks to reclaim the market for social ends and bring a social purpose to the capital. Now, there is a great debate which is reflected, you know, through the debates, pro-poor, anti-poor. Some call it as the reformist or the transformative agenda between the liberals and the communitarians, agency and structure, utilitarian and deontological ethics, and we have therefore two streams moving parallelly. One stream seeks to bring the social face, the social content to economy through market reforms, and we have very interesting experiments there also in the shape of impact investment, which is coming up very, very powerfully these days, social investment, socially responsible investment, social stock market, social banking, social enterprise, and so on. Now, the essence is that these kinds of innovations within the market system, they blend values, economic with social, and most of the times are also hybrid in form. But when I say this, I also emphasize that these experiments are not rooted in this local social fabric, solidarity and community spirit of cooperation. Now the challenge is to take this debate beyond determinism and reductionism and to marry the two. We have to move from a divided to the concept of an embedded self. Friends, we see that social and solidarity economy is already a practice which is growing, but now needs a theory to build it very strongly and to enable us to to think of a new model, to think of a new economics with more confidence and give philosophical nurturing to some of these experiments that are happening on the ground. Bind these two, we come to develop a science, alternative science of economics. In a sense, SSE changes the intent and the content of economic life, but it still remains a fragile sector, today only beginning to take baby steps. As we know, orthodox economics constrains our cognitive abilities to understand these alternatives, let alone give philosophical nourishment for it to grow. Therefore, we need to develop a new science of economics, and more so from some of the wreckages of orthodox economics and the three major things that I already said, methodological individualism, positivism, and the social ontology of the homo economicus. Just for a conceptual analysis, I place social and solidarity economics vis-a-vis orthodox economics. One is a hard science, the other seeks to build as a small, soft science. You have the atomistic ontology in the hard economic science, but SSE builds on a social ontology. The focus in mainstream economics is the rational man. Here it is the relational man, the whole man. When I say the whole man, I include rational man, emotional man, and the moral man. And, probably there is a whole list of these contrasting attributes between the two sectors of the economy. I would therefore say, when we move to build a science, a new science of SSE, my suggestion is that probably we already discussed this in the morning, to redefine what is economic life and what is economics. And my suggestion is probably to look at SSE and to redefine economics as the science of social provisioning, in contrast to the way we have been trying to understand and explain economic life. And then we need to build up on a social ontology, in contrast to the narrow economistic definition of man as a cold, calculated, selfish, utility-maximizing individual. Man, in reality, is a social man, is driven by emotions, morality, culture, habits. Therefore, it is a totality. And the argument is that individual choices that the economists argue are not pure choices, but are socially determined. We need to understand some of these implications. Therefore, the argument is, now we need to move from the concept of homo economicus to take note of some of these arguments that we make in the ontological and epistemological systems, to move to a more realistic concept of the homo sociologus, or the relational man, the whole man, and what are the attributes I have already explained there. And action needs to be viewed in a more multidimensional context. It is just not rational economic action that we are interested in. We take the cue or the ideas from many social scientists. Particularly, I have brought Max Weber, who talks of the multidimensionality of action and makes a distinction between the fake rational and the weight rational, the instrumental rationality vis-a-vis the substantive rationality, and then argue that SSE builds on not instrumental rationality, but substantive rationality. Now the next thing is that we need to move to a framework of non-dualism and non-essentialism. This has been a serious weakness of mainstream economics, to treat market and non-market spheres separately. And we need to bridge this duality. And yes, with this, friends, argument is that we need to develop a new epistemological paradigm which should strengthen our conceptual philosophical understanding and also build up a science to nurture and philosophically give support to this new emerging economy that we call as the social and solidarity economy. And I spell out some of the key features of this epistemological paradigm here as should be constructivist and should be based on phenomenological inquiry and use qualitative and naturalistic approaches. And with that, thank you.
Check out our other podcasts available free on the iTunes Store. For more information, go to our website, www.unrhys.org. Thank you for listening.